when my monster from its slab began to arise, when suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast.
Wow.
The ghouls all came from their humble abodes,
wow,
to get a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Wow.
The zombies were having fun.
Tell a shoot. Wow.
The party had just begun.
Tell a shoot. Wow.
The guests included Wolfman.
Tell a
shoot. Wow. Dracula and his son.
Wow.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound.
Hello? Hello.
He wore on chains backed by his baying hound.
Wow. Wow.
Coffin bangers were about to arrive.
Wow.
With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
Hello, hello. Yeah, it worked.
It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash.
Hello, hello. Yeah, it worked.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. It seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my friends?"
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
And it's a graveyard smash.
Hello, hello.
It caught on in a flash.
Hello, hello.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafay College Radio of Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle talking in the studio. We have Hype Henry, the one and only Hype Henry. We have Brendan, our golfer, Cronin. We have the Love Doctor in today. Love Dentists are gone for this week.
And also we have Max on the field, Max Perino.
Yeah, so it's the classic Halloween special. We're going to start you guys off with something nice. We got a action-packed hour. We'll see you guys in a few. Starting you guys off with Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Trader Vic's.
Welcome back, everyone. So, you know, we're going to start it off pretty calm this week. We're going to start off with some campus news. And, of course, we have the Kyle live. We have him live from the WJRH chopper.
All right. Thank you, guys. I had to jump up here very quickly. I don't know what's going on with the chopper today. It's kind of... doesn't feel very safe, but on the quad today, there is some fun events for this special weekend, special Halloween weekend. There's some fun, like, big blow-up balls you can run into each other with. I might try that one out later. And there's a bunch of prospective students, as always, on this beautiful weekend at Lafayette College. Oh, yo, what is that? Holy crap, there's a... it's a zombie attack! What is going on? Oh my god, let's send it back down to the studio.
What is that? Holy crap, there's a... It's a zombie attack.
Sounds scary to say the least. Let's see what Max has with the weather. Reporting live from the Lafayette Graveyard. Let me just see if we can connect to him.
Sounds scary to say the least. Oh, it's a sunny day today, about 68 degrees, high of 70, low of 56. Sunrise, 7:27 a.m. Sunset, 6:01 p.m. Chance of rain, 20%. Humidity, 49%. Pressure, 29.9 NHG. Don't know what that means, but oh my Jesus Christmas, I see some zombies. Oh, zombies. No, no, no. Yeah, Jesus Christmas.
Back up in the chopper. Let's see if we can connect. Let's see if we got it.
Yeah, from my research, this is prime conditions for zombie attacks, as we've already seen.
Yeah.
And I think this year there's gonna be a couple ghosts out. The ghost of Lafayette.
Speaking of ghosts, I think it's about time to play one of our favorite songs from the classic movie. You know him as Ray Parker Jr., and he's the one who wrote the theme for Ghostbusters. We'll see you guys in a few. Songs from the classic movie. You know him as Ray Parker Jr., and he's the one who wrote the theme for Ghostbusters. We'll see you guys in a few.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
welcome back to the show. So right about now, we're going to try something pretty interesting. We're going to tell our favorite spooky short stories.
Welcome back to the show.
So you want to start us off, Mr. Brandon?
We're gonna, yeah, I'll start us off.
Our favorite spooky short story.
This is called the Angel Statue. So you a few years ago, a mother and father decided they needed a break, so they headed out for a night on the town. They called their most trusted babysitter. When the babysitter arrived, the two children were already fast asleep in bed, so the babysitter just got to sit around and make sure everything was okay with the children. Later that night, the babysitter got bored and went to watch TV, but she couldn't watch it downstairs because it did not have cable downstairs. So she called them and asked if it was okay if they could watch the cable in the parents' room. Of course, the parents said okay, but the babysitter had one final request. She asked if she could cover up the angel statue outside the bedroom window with a blanket or cloth, because it made her nervous. The phone line went silent, and the father who was talking to the babysitter at the time said, "Take the children and get out of the house. We'll call the police. We don't have an angel statue." The police found both of the children and the babysitter slumped in pools of their own blood 3 minutes later with no call. No statue was found. I thought it was pretty spooky.
That is very spooky indeed.
All right, Max, I think you have
Max,
you
yeah, to, we think you have a story too. Let's hear it.
I do. So, my story is...
That is very spooky indeed.
My mom told me never to go in the basement, Max, yeah, but I wanted to see what was making that noise. It kind of sounded like a puppy, and I wanted to see the puppy. So I opened the basement door and tiptoed down a bit. I didn't see a puppy, and then my mom yanked me out of the basement and yelled at me. Mommy had never yelled at me before, and it made me sad, and I cried. Then Mommy told me never to go into the basement again, and she gave me a cookie. I love cookies. That made me feel better, so I didn't ask her why the boy in the basement was making noises like a puppy, or why he had no hands or no feet.
That made me feel better, so I didn't ask her why the boy in the basement was making noises like a puppy.
Spooky, Max. I don't know what was spooky about that one.
Yeah, that scared me like crazy, man. Jesus Christmas. Jesus Halloween.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what was spooky about that one.
Okay, so just to acknowledge, we're having some technical difficulties over here. It appears that we're getting a slight replay in the background, but shouldn't be too loud. Now we're going to go to my story. So this is from Mr. Saint Sparkles himself, classic award-winning horror author. I had awesome parents who let me sleep in the living room on a weekend nights when I was very young because my sister was a light sleeper and I could stay up until dawn. But of course, I always end up sleeping on the couch because Nick at Night made me tired. So one night, I wake up to a prickly feeling, like an instinct, just bolted into sitting position and stared out of the front window. We lived in rural Georgia, so you can imagine the magnitude of trees. In perfect light cast from the moon, I see a silhouette of someone in this scary tree. The family dog dashes to the window and is snarling into the glass. Terrified, I run into my parents' room and try to explain to my parents that there is a strange person outside. Dad grabs something defensive and darts outside with the dogs to beat the wax off the hot head. I tremble in Mama's arms until Dad comes home and says he saw no one and to go to bed. I decide to sleep in my regular bedroom. I fill in my sister in as to what happened. Dad is making regular rounds in the house with a coffee cup. It's a weird weapon to choose. We're all still, and I finally think I can sleep. Nope. I notice the man outside my window. From what I can see in the moonlight, he gives me a shush signal and runs away. Just turns around to run in a straight line away. I swear, I couldn't stop crying for it felt like hours, and he visited me every night for the rest of my life. So yeah, pretty spooky. So let's talk about what our like greatest fears. Then we're going to talk about the actual ghost of Lafayette. So boys, what do you guys tend to be afraid of?
Well, for me, it's actually either insects or bugs. I mean, those things just creep me out. Especially snakes. I mean, I'm not a real big snake guy.
A lot of those in the dorm.
No, we had this conversation in actually a class. They're different. Insects is not a bug. I think there's something there. Or maybe it's like snakes are not insects, or It's something like that. We had this discussion at FYS. Yo, shout out to FYS. Made choice, great class. Recommend it. Dana, I know. She's in my class. But I think we had this topic, and it was something like bugs around insects. Interesting.
Yeah, so speaking of interesting, if you guys want to call in and have any interesting Halloween stories, craziest Halloween stories, scariest Halloween stories, make sure to call in at...
Yeah, so speaking of interesting, if you guys want to call in at 610-330-5316. Again, 610-330-5316.
So yeah, with that being said, we're going to play some Superstition by Stevie Wonder, and you're going to hear our experience with ghosts at Lafayette after the break, as well as the Love Doctor.
So yeah, with that being said, we're going to play some Superstition by Stevie Wonder, and you're going to hear our experience with ghosts at Lafayette after the break, as well as the Love Doctor. So yeah, with that being said, we're going to play some Superstition by Stevie Wonder, and you're going to hear our experience with ghosts at Lafayette after the break, as well as the Love Doctor.
After the break, as well as the Love Doctor. Great song, great song. Welcome back to the show. So I was Stevie Wonder, great guy. So yeah, now we're going to try having a little conversation. Again, if you guys want to call in, feel free. We have a guest on the line right now, but it appears she doesn't know how to use a phone. Or he, I recognize the number though, I think. It's a she, but I don't want to assume anything. Let's see, let's try this. Hello?
Is this WJRH?
This is WJRH.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with everyone.
Yeah, that's Hype Henry. This is the Kyle. We also have Brennan here, Max on the field, and the Love Doctor.
Yeah, we got a 5-person staff today.
Am I allowed to ask the Love Doctor a question?
Well, it's not a segment yet, but yeah, especially if it's Halloween related, you know. He knows about love and candy corn. There's two specialties and being a doctor. So yeah, feel free to ask.
Is there any costume too slutty?
Oh, okay. This is a non-for-profit station. She said, is there any costume that is too revealing for Halloween?
Too revealing for Halloween. I'm going to have to go with there's a line. It does seem like that Halloween is a chance for people to dress up and kind of be revealing if they want to. But I don't think it's too, there could be a costume that is too revealing. I mean, it's Halloween.
So nipples are okay.
Nipples are not okay, all right?
Whoa!
I'm saying there's a line.
Okay.
There's a line.
That's enough. Oh gosh, dude, the love doctor and all his fans.
I know. What can I say?
Okay, we got 40 people on hold. Maybe we'll pick one later on in the show. Make sure to stay.
Let's discuss before.
Yeah, we know it's Halloween, but you gotta pipe it down. You can't be too rowdy. It's a special holiday.
Yeah, this is sacred.
There's other people in the room, all right?
Saint Pumpkin. Yeah.
All right. So we did not discuss before we left. Max's and Kyle's greatest fears.
Yeah, also, we got the issue fixed with the Echo, The sound quality should be excellent now.
So, my biggest fear is balloons. I'm very afraid of balloons. Yesterday, we all went to a haunted house at Fireside, and yesterday, as we were in the haunted house, I saw a red balloon, like, you know, the red balloons from It. We just all saw It, and the red balloons are in it. But as I was saying, we saw a red balloon go through the hallway, and I was hanging on to Kyle. I was freaking out. I was like, yo, Kyle, help. There's a red balloon, man. No, there's a red balloon.
All right, Max. All right.
It scares me just thinking about it.
All right, I'm actually coming clean here with my biggest fear. Ooh. My biggest fear is the female gender, actually.
Oh, wow. Have you ever talked to them?
When I was a little kid, I think I had.
Was there a certain experience that you went through that put you through this trauma?
I don't think so. I think maybe the, what do they call it? Cooties?
Cooties.
Cooties.
Ah, that was a time.
Yeah, that phase, it still haunts me.
Haunts you.
On this day of ghost schools and demons.
You should talk to the love doctor about that. I think he'd.
Yeah. What do you think I should do?
What do you think you should do? All right. Let's get the love doctor.
Okay, love doctor, get in here. Wait. Let's set him up.
He is just in the bathroom.
He's back. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. So I heard about this cooties thing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, Kyle, I want to discuss about this cooties. You're just gonna have to just send it. You're gonna have to get past the point where you have to talk to girls. All right. I mean, how many girls do we have here on campus, do you think?
Two or three?
Yeah, that's your problem right there. You ever get out of your room?
I watch a lot of Netflix, Stranger Things, season two.
Season two.
Yeah, you need to get out a little more. You just gotta go talk to them. I mean, they're great. Great people. I mean,
I'll stick to my Netflix.
Alright, yeah, that's your problem there, right there.
Speaking of sticking to Netflix, have you guys started watching Stranger Things Season 2 yet?
I have not. Since I've been here in college, I haven't even watched Netflix once.
Yeah.
I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Here at Lafayette College, it's a work hard, play hard, but it's more work hard. We're studying pretty much every second we're not in the
25 hours a day. That's facts.
Fact. 7 days a week.
Eight days a week.
Yeah,
I started watching Stranger Things Season 2 for about 5 minutes, I gotta say. Pretty good so far. In a way that I didn't really expect. No spoilers, of course. But it started in a way I didn't really expect. But other than that, it seems pretty good so far. So I'm gonna get
speaking of later. Pretty good, let's hear your Out in the Field segment this week, Halloween edition. We haven't heard it before, so none of us except for Max can take any credit for this.
Oh, no.
It should be interesting. All right, let me see if I get this bad boy to work. 1 second. Let me get this bad boy on. 1, 2, 3.
Are ghosts real?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because, like, there are things that can't be explained, and ghosts are the reason.
Yeah.
Why?
Because when you're... body, your soul. It goes up in the air, and then it comes back.
That makes no sense. Okay, okay. Are ghosts real?
No, but vampires are.
Why?
Because, like, they're really cool.
They suck blood.
Yeah, it's hot.
Give them hickeys.
Yeah, I like hickeys.
Yeah, Love Doctor can talk about that in a few minutes.
Yes.
I'm going to go with no, unfortunately.
No.
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 Is candy corn candy or corn?
Candy.
It's corn.
Can you please explain?
It's really sweet.
So if you put it in a microwave, it pops.
No, it's corn. It's striped. My corn isn't striped.
Candy.
What do you guys mean for Halloween?
I'm going to wear a sports jersey.
I'm going to be a sorority pledge.
I'm gonna be a hot dog. It's pretty funny. Dancing hot dog from Snapchat.
Like the one from Snapchat?
Yeah.
Was that you in the library? I don't know.
Is this
a guy? Craziest Halloween story.
Like one time I dressed up.
I hate Halloween, so I don't know.
Craziest Halloween story.
So I picked up candy from this one house, and it turns out they put stuff in their candy, and I got really sick for a couple weeks.
Now, as I was saying, drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad, because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
So that was certainly something. A little edgy there.
Yeah, what can I say, boys? It was a pretty edgy week. Pretty edgy.
We really have to rein in the caller and you. So, Brandon, what do you think of that?
What do I think of it?
Yeah.
I think candy corn's candy. I don't think if you put it in a microwave, it's going to pop. I mean, it just doesn't work like that.
Well, it's going to melt, all that radiation. Yeah,
I don't know what that guy was thinking.
Yeah, I think this was the worst episode of Max on the Field ever.
No way. I like this episode.
I'm never listening to it again. Okay, maybe next time. but never again.
Wow, that's really strong.
Was that you in the library?
No comment on that matter. No comment on that matter. I've seen hot dogs walking around campus for the past week now, and I cannot comment on that.
Sounds like that bit belongs in hell. Speaking of hell, we got Highway to Hell by AC/DC coming up right now. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines to hopefully some appropriate questions and also hear from the Love Doctor. So we'll see you in a few.
Leave me.
Welcome back to the show. You know, we just checked the ratings for the Halloween special. We are killing it. You want to tell us about the numbers, Brandon?
I just know they're huge.
We got 1,267 listeners for the Halloween special. Huge numbers. Huge numbers. Okay, the phone lines are open once again. We see a lot of you guys on hold. 75 missed calls. Oh gosh.
Wow, but, that's a lot of missed calls.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get back to you guys. Don't worry. So, now we're gonna move to our favorite Halloween stories. Like, what is your most memorable thing that's ever happened to you on Halloween?
Most memorable thing that's happened to me on Halloween. I don't know. I don't have any good Halloween stories. I mean,
what's the worst thing that's happened to you on Halloween?
Worst thing that's ever happened to me? I don't know. I think Halloween's been pretty good to me. I don't have any bad stories. Yeah.
Didn't find any razor blades in your Tootsie Rolls or anything?
Never. Yeah. Actually, one good thing about Halloween is to go to this one house every single time, and then we give out full Hershey bars. Full Hershey bars.
Yeah.
Oh, killed that house. Killed it.
Yeah, there was a local elected official called Miss Stender. They used to call her Stender the Spender. That's what they called her, her opposition. But very nice lady. And she would always give out apple cider and apple cider donuts. They were delicious. It was non-traditional, but I liked it. It's better than the people next to it that give out broccoli. What about you, Max?
So one crazy, crazy Halloween story that I had was... what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So one day during my sophomore year, me and my friends, we had a little gathering at my house. And
party, per se?
Yes, a little party. Not knowing that my parents were going to have a little gathering at the house, too.
Wow, awkward.
Yeah, very awkward. And we all had to clear out pretty fast, and I ended up at a house in my town. Dressed up as Captain America, full bodysuit, just like, never mind. You guys don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween this year. I was dressed up as Captain America, full bodysuit, and, went to this party, and I kind of didn't know where I was, and at the same time, my phone died, so I wasn't able to order an Uber or have my parents come get me, and that's my craziest Halloween story.
So, how'd you get home? Well, like, what happened? You can't just leave us like that. What happened?
Oh, right. I had to borrow the girl's phone, and she was really weirded out about it first. Like, where's your phone? I'm like, it died. And she's like, yeah, okay.
That's pretty weird.
That's pretty funny. Once again, lines are open. We're going to start answering questions at, like, around 1:48. So pick up some of you guys then. Sorry for the noise, but, you know, we have a schedule to get to. But yep. Now let's start some questions from the Love Doctor. So, this week on The Love Doctor, we have 6 questions selected from the WJRH_ of Influence DMs. We also have 3 from our email. So, let's begin. So, Kyle, do you want to start off The Love Doctor with some good questions straight from the DMs, or do you want me to read them?
I think, Henry, you should start off. I'll pick it up a little bit.
Oh, this from 2 a.m. last night. By the way, the song on the back, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. Absolute classic.
It's a great song.
It is. Okay, it's Love Doctor already.
Wake up. Yeah, he's here.
So, first question from Roof.
Whoa.
Dear Love Doctor, how do I get my roommate out of the room so I can have a study date with a boy in my chemistry class?
This is an easy question. I mean, you just gotta... I'm guessing, is it from a girl or a guy?
It's from a girl.
From a girl. All right, you have to tell your roommate straight up just that you're having somebody over and you'd like to have the room to yourself. I mean, there's nothing wrong in saying that. I think you just gotta tell your roommate straight up, hey, I want the room to myself for a little bit. If you mind just leaving, then if they're respectable and okay with that, they'll leave. If they're not, they're kind of just being a jerk.
Yeah, well, for me, I think, turn down the music a little.
Why? The music's good.
On the spotlight here. Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
Aggressive. I think, first, if you're really trying to go hard in this situation, I think you should get to the library, Skillman, good time. Get one of those private rooms.
Private.
Private.
Whoa, this is a...
Maybe in the basement.
But it's a date.
No, it's a study date.
But you gotta keep it professional. Professional, yeah. And even better, if you head over to Kirby,
the Law Center.
Head over to Kirby with those nice.
I disagree.
Leather chairs. Which actually are adjustable. You may not think it,
but they are. You gotta spin them the opposite way.
Yeah.
Love Doctor disagrees.
You gotta spin them like.
Wait, Love Doctor.
Rally towels!
Okay, well, Love Doctor does have the final word. Let's go to the next question that's kind of related. Dear Love Doctor. Okay, this girl is from. McKean.
Hey, McKean.
McKean. That's actually where we live. So, she says, Dear Love Doctor, this doesn't have to do with love, but I cannot stand my roommate. You think I should just deal with her for the rest of the year or switch to a dorm where I might not know anyone? Question mark.
This is a tough topic here. Personally, I think that you just got to stick it out. I mean, sometimes you get roommates that just aren't what you wanted. Or the vibe is just not there. Oh, another great song right here. Just put on the vibe.
Trying, baby.
Hey, whoa.
Okay, we have three more questions to get to.
All right, let's hear them. Well, doctor's waiting.
Ooh, another McKean. Oh, my gosh.
McKean.
They have broken hearts over there.
Yeah, jeez.
They said, hey, love doctor. A boy I like wants to twin with me for Halloween. You think this would send too strong of a signal to my friends? Question mark.
Not at all. I think twin versus in Halloween is perfect. Perfectly fun. And if it sends a message, I mean, that's all right. Isn't that the message you want? If you like the guy and you like the boy, then I mean, I think you should be able to twin with them. And who knows? I mean, it could go somewhere. Unless I think that's perfectly fine.
Well, okay. Boys, what would be an example of costumes that are not twinnable?
A hot dog.
Hot dog? Okay.
Yeah. Hot dog. Not even close.
Not even close. Can't do two hot dogs.
One of my favorite costumes that I've seen at the costume stores.
Yeah.
Is the ones that are like couples costumes.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Eggs and.
It's always good when you can twin with somebody in Halloween.
Eggs and bacon. I know bacon's not kosher, but like you can still go for it. And, yeah.
What about good cop, bad cop?
Yeah, I like those
too. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's good. But something that's bad, maybe like. I don't know, maybe like lumberjacks. It's not a vibe.
Yeah, no.
You can be your own lumberjack.
Yeah, but I still think that twinning in Halloween is perfectly fun. Boy and a girl twinning,
that's perfectly fine.
Well,
worst Halloween costume.
Let's hear it.
Any sports player that is so lame, so boring,
unoriginal,
so uncreative. Even okay, if you're gonna be a soccer player, you're all decked out with
shin guards.
If you're wearing cleats to the parties, then go for it. If you got the got the gel in your hair, like
the gel in your
Ronaldo.
Bleach your hair?
Yeah, if you bleach your hair, then go.
Let's talk about the message it sends. What message does it send, Kyle?
It sends laziness. It sends
No. With them twinning, what message does that send? Does it make it seem like they're dating?
Yes.
No.
It is not.
It isn't. I don't know.
It depends. I think it all depends what you're wearing. Like, if you're doing the lumberjacks, then definitely, because lumberjacks are. That's a weird costume.
Yeah, you guys are serious. If you're
Speaking of laziness, I think Max. A lazy Halloween costume would be Mario and Luigi. I think people are that every year, and I see it every year. Don't get me wrong, Super Mario Odyssey came out yesterday. It's the greatest game I've ever played. But. I think that's a very lazy Halloween costume. Personally, I think for Halloween, you should be a hot dog. Just like the guy who I've been seeing walking around campus for the past
week. Thank you. Let's get to the next two questions.
All right, let's have a short public service announcement.
Oh, short PSA break.
All right, so first, you want to get your 8 hours of sleep. Don't go to bed too late. Make sure you wake up when your alarm sounds.
Always know where your phone charger is. Yeah. Don't have your friend find it walking to Marquee in the morning and the grass somewhere.
Don't press the snooze button.
Also,
don't do somersaults.
A legit PSA announcement. At
2 a.m.
WAF Lehigh game coming up November 18th. Everybody, November 16th, I think.
No, November 16th November is the.
November 18th. Make sure you go buy your tickets. Go uppers.com. Go to the ticket section. Buy them. They'll go out fast. Also, if you need a ride over, buy the bus ticket. I don't know how much it is, but the ticket itself is $15 for students.
Also, $10 watch out for ghosts this weekend. Speaking of ghosts, wait a second. We never told our ghost story.
We have a ghost.
Oh my gosh.
Let's tell the ghost story.
Turn down the music. Turn the music.
Oh yeah. Okay. So this is wild. So Kyle, you want to preface this?
Okay. This is, I think, the second week of school.
Second week.
Hype Henry, the Kyle, myself, and Connor, our host, is not here today. We're taking a nightly trip to Lower, late night, I'd say.
So you guys go there like 8 times a week?
Yeah, probably. It was like 12 at night. Would you say that, Hype Henry?
It was 1. They're just closing.
Yeah. Well, we got there at 12. We're hanging out for a while, having some deep conversations about the radio show. And we start to, everyone starts to clear out, and us three are sitting there. And then we see one other, maybe a student, maybe a ghost, sitting there, lamping. He's out. And then the security guard comes in, and, he tells us, all right, I don't know why he gave us such attitude. We were just hanging out. He's like, all right, you guys got to get out. I'm like, okay. And he asks, do we know this other guy sitting there? And we all say no, but he just walks away. I don't know. This guy could be a ghost too. And then this guy, he's on the couch in Farinon. He's got his food there. He did not have headphones. Did he have headphones in?
He did have headphones in. And so, basically, the security guard says it's our responsibility to get this guy out, because that's not like it's his job or anything, right? So I'm like wailing on this kid, trying to get him up.
Yeah.
Wailing.
Yeah, first we start like nudging him, like a normal, what you think a nudge would be.
Yeah.
And then we're shoving this kid. He's not waking up. So we think he's either on some type of...
Narcotic.
Narcotic.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad.
PSA.
But then we were just so confused, and we start to...
We get kicked out, and he's still asleep by the guy.
Yeah, the
security guard comes back,
kicks us out. The security guard doesn't even realize this guy's here.
Yeah, and then but we're watching through the window after we got basically kicked out, and then we see this kid walk. We see him walk to Party, which is this huge building, a lot of math classes there. It's like 5 stories?
Yeah.
And it's haunted in its own right, right? So we go in there, and we follow this kid, and we see him walk and, wobble. His, eyes are closed. So he's, sleepwalking at this point into parties. So we're like, we are the Ghostbusters. We have to follow this kid. And so we're scanning this huge building looking for him. And then we walk in, and he turns around and, stares at us. But, there's no meaning in his stare. It's almost like he's out of it.
Yeah, and then... So to play it off, as we walk into Party, we take a quick left and go to the bathroom, and he's just sitting in the front, that main
passageway,
common area. And then so we go in the bathroom, maybe for 15 seconds, come out, we hear the door close all the way at the end of the hallway. He is gone for the night.
Real question is, have you seen this kid after that?
We haven't seen him since, and he has a really distinctive look. We have no idea where this kid went. And we saw him walk out, and they went to go look for him again, and he just disappeared.
We also forgot to mention pale skin.
Yeah.
A little pink.
Yeah.
Wow.
White hair.
I got the chills right now.
Yeah.
I got the chills.
Yeah, the funny thing is the story, this is a real story. It's ridiculous.
You don't know what happens late at night at
Lower.
Lafayette College. Lower Farinon.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a weird story. So, we got 4 minutes left. Again, guys, we're a little too busy to take calls this week. We apologize. It is the Halloween special. But let's finish out with one more question for the Love Doctor. So, this one I want to save for the end. It's especially juicy. Yes. So, this is by the one and only K-Mine. This is in K-Mine, ladies and gentlemen. This is in K-Mine. So it says, "Dear Love Doctor, my roommate is being ridiculous. They kick me out of the room every night for around 2 hours. I'm losing it. How do I deal with this kid without looking like a wuss? Thank you, Love Doctor."
Wow. All right. You got to deal with this the way that I have dealt with my problems with my roommate. You got to just talk to him straight up. I mean, that's the only way you can actually deal with problems here. Just talk to your person, talk to your roommate, say, hey, I can't be coming back to the room every single night and walking in on you guys just getting along like Donkey Kong. But it needs to be a conversation you have with your roommate. Nothing else can change.
Yeah, I think this goes around on all areas of life. Communication is key when it comes to relationships, when it comes to sports, when it comes to your professional, your occupation. I think communication is really the sole impact of a successful life.
So it seems like her roommate's kind of aggressive. So, like, what would you say if she tells him to bug off? Or wait. It was she tells her roommate to bug off. Like, the roommate is kicking her out every night. Like, just doesn't listen.
At that point, you got to be aggressive back. You say, this is my room. I live here.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to turn on the lights, and I'm going to sit in my bed, because this is my bed. You have to go back at her. If she's been aggressive, you have to be aggressive.
Yeah, maybe send some ghosts after her. Okay, well, thank you for listening to the Halloween special. This is?
This is WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio of Eastern Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle speaking. We have Hype Henry in the studio, Brendan, the Love Doctor, and none other than Max, our Out in the Field specialist.
Yeah. Could be a hot dog. Who knows? We'll see.
So we're going to send you guys off with...
Not the hot dog. Anybody was wondering.
All right.
We're going to send you guys off with Thriller by Michael Jackson from The Essential, Michael Jackson. Thank you and enjoy your week. And watch out for those pesky ghosts.